Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today, Linda talks about her year as resident director in 1980-81 at La Mama ETC. Founded in 1961 by Ellen Stewart on Manhattan's Lower East Side, La Mama remains a world-renowned cultural institution recognized as the seedbed of new work by artists of all nations and cultures.
Today, the radio program is about the work of TSL, Time and Space Limited, the work that it was doing in 1980-81. Two of those works ended up being performed at the annex of the La Mama ETC Theater in New York City, when I was named the resident theater director for that year. The first was Katana, a new play by Kikuyi Toshiro, and the second play was my adaptation of Georg Büchner's great play about the French Revolution, Danton's Death. Each of these plays was a major production in the Annex, which is the largest performance space on the East 4th Street complex of Ellen Stewart's theater. The Annex, her premier space, where many great artists preceded me. It was an honor to be asked to perform there. Ellen, also known as La Mama, was generous to her children, as she called all of us. Claudia and I were considered her babies, along with people like Andre Serban, Elizabeth Swatos, Peter Brook, F. Murray Abraham, Jean-Claude Van Attali, Jun Maida, Joe Chaykin, Jim New, just to name a few. At the time the TSL was at La Mama, during the 70s and 80s, I was experimenting with several things. I was working on language and non-narrative text with pieces like Room Rom, Window, Door, Concert. Here are some samples.
Room Rom. 1. How. 2. Long. 3. Did. 4. It. 5. Take. 1. How. 6. How. 7. Long. 8. Have. 9. You. 10. Been. 1. How. 6. How. 11. How. 12. Long. 13. Have. 14. You. 15. Loved. 1. How. 6. How. 11. How. 16. How. 17. Long. 18. Have. 19. You. 20. Felt. 1. How. 6. How. 11. How. 16. How. 21. How. 22. Long. 23. Before. 24. We. 25. Are. 1. How. 6. How. 11. How. 16. How. 21. How. 26. How. 27. Long. 28. Before. 29. We. 30. Are.
I was also working on Japanese theater techniques, including no theater, bunraku, kabuki, merging Eastern and Japanese forms with Western styles. At the time, we were working with playwright Kikuyi Toshiro, who wrote Japanese-themed plays in English. I worked on westernizing them and mixing up the styles. I invented ways of using classical Eastern techniques in my work. For example, women and men played all the roles, moving past gender. Music was also performed by the actors or by musicians who sat on stage in full view of the audience. Lights were manipulated by performers themselves. Japanese fans were used as props and ornaments. Performers learned dance parts of the no theater, gestures from kabuki theater, and how to use the katana, the sword. Kikuyi taught us all, and particularly Claudia Bruce, who was able to absorb and succeed in recreating these forms on stage. The work was highly stylized and very precise. Form and gesture were keys to the way I wanted to proceed. This was opposite of Stanislavski kind of internal acting. It required discipline and precision and practice. It required working from the ground up and not from the head. It was an Eastern approach to form, in a samurai way. This work was a major part of our experience and became part of how we approached the theater.
Sariba. Sareba, hotoki mo, imashime no, michi wa samazama, okeredo, koto ni onju o yaburinaba, jain mo go mo, moro tomo ni midare gokoro no hana kazura kakaru sungata wa mata yoni mo.
In addition to Eastern forms, I was also influenced by the work of Schoenberg, specifically Pierre Linaire, and of the plays of Bertolt Brecht. I was interested in Sprechstimme, or recitative style of speaking, which I applied to the script of Danton's Death. Here's Claudia reading some of that script with vocal designs in the Sprechstimme style.
Danton's Death. The form of government must be a transparent garment clinging closely to the body of the people. Every swelling of the veins, every flexing of the muscles, every twitching of the sinews must be perceptible through it. The shape may be beautiful or ugly. It simply has the right to be the way it is. We're not entitled to tailor an arbitrarily fashioned coat for the body of the people. We'll wrap the knuckles of those who want to hide the bare shoulders of France, the charming sinner under a nun's veil. We want naked gods, bacchants, Olympic games, hair wreathed in roses, sparkling wine, heaving bosoms and melodious lips. Oh, love, thou wicked loosener of limbs, evil love. We shall not forbid the dour Romans to sit in a corner and cook their turnips, but they shall attempt no longer to entertain us with their gladiator games. The divine Epicures and Venus with her beautiful buttocks must take the place of the saints Marat and Chalier as doorkeepers of the Republic. Danton, you shall take the offensive in the convention.
Language has intrigued me ever since in the mid-70s when I studied the works of Gertrude Stein and Virginia Woolf. I constructed a series of performance texts from their writings, including Woolf's The Moment, the first work that Claudia performed with me in 1977. Here's a bit of that work.
The Moment. The Moment runs like quicksilver on a sloping board into the cottage parlor. There are the tea things on the table, the hard Windsor chairs, tea caddies on the shelf for ornament, the metal under a glass shade, vegetable steam curling from the pot, two children crawling on the floor. And Liz comes in, and John catches her a blow on the side of her head as she slopes past him, dirty, with her hair loose and one hairpin sticking out, about to fall. And she moans in a chronic animal way. And the children look up and then make a whistling noise to imitate the engine which they trail across the flags. And John sits himself down with a thump at the table and carves a hunk of bread and munches, because there is nothing to be done. A steam rises from his cabbage patch. Let us do something, then, something to end this horrible moment, this plausible, glistening moment that reflects in its smooth sides this intolerable kitchen, this squalor, this woman moaning, and the rattle of the toy on the flags, and the man munching. Let us smash it by breaking a match. There, snap, there, snap. There. Snap. There. Snap.
And here is a part of another adaptation from Stein's The Making of Americans, read by Claudia.
The Making of Americans. I am writing for myself and strangers. This is the only way that I can do it. Everybody is a real one to me. Everybody is like someone else, too, to me. No one of them that I know can want to know it, and so I write for myself and strangers. Everyone is always busy with it. No one of them then even want to know it, that everyone looks like someone else, and they see it. Mostly everyone dislikes to hear it. It is very important to me to always know it, to always see it, which one looks like others, and to tell it. I write for myself and strangers. I do this for my own sake, and for the sake of those who know I know it, that they look like other ones, that they are separate and yet always repeated. There are some who like it, that I know they are like many others, and repeat it. There are many who can never really like it. There are many that I know, and they know it. They are all of them repeating, and I hear it. I love it, and I tell it. I love it, and now I will write it. This is now the history of the way some of them are it. I write for myself and strangers. No one who knows me can like it. At least, they mostly do not like it that every one is of a kind of men and women, and I see it. I love it, and I write it. I want readers, so strangers must do it. Mostly, no one knowing me can like it, that I love it, that everyone is a kind of men and women, that always I am looking and comparing and classifying of them, always I am seeing their repeating. Always more and more I love repeating. It may be irritating to hear from them, but always more and more I love it of them. I write for myself and strangers.
I was also looking for a text that I could use to satisfy my language experiments. In 1980, I found what I was looking for, and I found the translator to go along with the project. The play was Danton's Death, written by Georg Büchner. In 1935, he wrote this play, and I found a new translator, Hedwig Rappold. This was a marriage that was made in heaven. I fell in love with this play and spent 10 years working on it. Time and Space Limited had produced the play first in 1980 at the 22nd Street storefront, and then followed with a major production at La Mama in 1981. The production was funded by the Goethe House in New York City. It was the great work of the German writer about a subject that still haunts me, the French Revolution. The production of Danton's Death was a struggle. It was known to be a play that defied doing and had a long history of complicated productions. For example, it opened Lincoln Center in 1965 with this production directed by Herbert Blau. It generated much controversy. It also became my controversy and my complex struggle as well. Four acts and 4 hours of a play was a lot to take on. TSL arrived at La Mama in 1981 during a bitterly cold January, ready to go, and then the heat failed. We rehearsed in snowsuits. The band performed with heaters inside a makeshift space to keep them warm. In the meantime, set designer Jun Maida was off in the woods gathering saplings to construct the set, the skeleton of a ship, as in the ship of state. The set took on the entire annex and was constructed so the performers could climb on the grid of the construction. As the play moved forward, Maida's crew deconstructed the set pole by pole. I designed the lights out of tin cans and hung them on long cords, which the actors could move up and down and swung back and forth as the play sailed through its revolutions, where many lost their heads to the guillotine. The set, the play, the music, and the performers worked for 4 hours to deliver that enormous play. Men and women played multiple roles, and I styled the voices, much like a spoken opera. The performers wore fencing costumes, and the cloth covering the stage floor was white.
Philippot says, 20, victims were killed again today. We were wrong. Filippo goes on. How much longer must we be dirty and bloody? We must progress, Danton. Hérault goes on. The revolution has arrived at the stage of reorganization, Danton. The revolution must cease. The republic begin, Danton. Right must replace duty, well-being replace virtue, and self-protection replace punishment, Danton. Everyone must be able to assert himself and act true to his nature, Danton. Be he reasonable or foolish, educated or uneducated, good or bad, it's none of the state's business, Danton. We are all fools, and none of us has the right to impose his own kind of foolishness on the next man, Danton. Everyone must be able to enjoy life in his own way, but never at the expense of others, Danton, or by disrupting their personal enjoyment. The individuality of the majority must be manifest in the makeup of the state, Danton. Camille says, La forme de l'État doit être une tunique transparente qui colle au cœur du peuple, Danton. Chaque pulsation de ses artères, chaque tension de ses muscles, chaque spasme de ses nerfs doit s'y imprimer. Danton, le corps peut être beau ou laid. Nous ne sommes pas autorisés à lui tailler un habit à notre goût, Danton. À ceux qui veulent jeter un voile de nonne sur les épaules nues de la France, nous taperons sur les doigts, Danton. Nous voulons des dieux nus, des bacchantes, des jeux olympiques, des roses tressées dans les cheveux, du vin qui pétille, des poitrines haletantes et venant de lèvres mélodieuses. Ô Dieu de l'amour qui délivre les membres, Danton, tu mèneras l'attaque de la Convention.
The trees were stripped of the bark so the wood was natural and wired together and bound with cloth to cover the ties. The whole production was makeshift, youthful, and filled with great voices, sound, and music, encompassing a mix of styles, experimental theater in a grand way. That production at La Mama provided us with a life-changing experience. We went on to produce this work in a radio format for the German radio station WDR, and later we would perform it at a radio festival in New York City in 1989.
You're wearing me out with your politics.
Ihr reitet mich mit eurer Politik
darauf. Adieu.
Lebt
wohl. Danton leaves.
Danton geht.
Time passes.
Zeit vergeht.
Later that day, the Jacobins meet.
Später am Tag treffen sich die Jakobiner.
The man from Lyon says,
Der Mann aus Lyon sagt,
Nos frères, les Jacobins de Lyon, nous avoir à Paris pour vous dire que nous sommes mécontents. Frères, nous avez-vous oublié votre clémence tue la révolution de la vengeance, oui, oui, sachez bien. Que si vous n'agissez pas, oui, il ne restera plus, oui, à vos frères de Lyon que le suicide, oui, oui, de la vengeance, oui, oui, à mort les aristocrates, oui, oui, à mort.
Einige rufen und widersprechen. Einige rufen und stimmen zu. Le Gendre steht auf und sagt,
Yes, we need not turn our eyes to Lyon. Yes, the same is true here. Yes. Why is the revolution so slow? Yes, we want action.
Habt ihr vergessen, dass Lyon ein Flecken auf dem Boden Frankreichs ist, den man mit den Gebeinen der Verräter zudecken muss? Habt ihr vergessen, dass diese Hure der Könige ihren Aussatz nur in dem Wasser der Rhone abwaschen kann? Habt ihr vergessen, dass dieser revolutionäre Strom die flotten Pits im Mittelmeere auf den Leichen der Aristokraten muss stranden machen? Eure Barmherzigkeit mordet die Revolution. Die Brüder von Lyon senden uns, um in eure Brust ihren bitteren Unmut auszuschütten. Wir wissen nicht, ob der Karren, auf dem Ronsin zur Guillotine fuhr, der Totenwagen der Freiheit war. Aber wir wissen, dass seit jenem Tage die Mörder Chaillés wieder so fest auf den Boden treten, als ob es kein Grab für sie gäbe. Habt ihr vergessen, dass Lyon ein Flecken auf dem Boden Frankreichs ist, den man mit den Gebeinen der Verräter zudecken muss? Habt ihr vergessen, dass diese Hure der Könige ihren Aussatz nur in dem Wasser der Rhone abwaschen kann? Habt ihr vergessen, dass dieser revolutionäre Strom die flotten Pits im Mittelmeere auf den Leichen der Aristokraten?
The work at La Mama was our first time working with Ellen Stewart. We had many conversations about the work with her. It was a time of growth and challenge. In 2001, we returned to La Mama with a show called Blind in Time. And in 2003, we returned with an adaptation of Hamlet. Ellen Stewart is the mother of many of us who grew up in the world of experimental theater. When I was working in Chicago at the Hull House Theater with Bob Sickinger, who just died, by the way, I first learned of Ellen Stewart's and her support of playwrights and directors. Eventually, I found my way to her doorstep. She was a great person and loved her many children. She is gone now, and her legacy lives on at La Mama in New York City and well beyond. Yes, well beyond.
The following interview with Ellen Stewart was recorded by Gerald von Stoddard in 2004 for TSL's Fall Supper.
I would like to say thank you that I'm here, and thanks to Linda and to Claudia. We have been together, actually together in the theater since 1980, and I was with Linda before she came to the theater. She had her own lovely theater spaces. You know, I want to tell you a little bit about Linda Musman. All of you are here with her, and you know all the wonderful, fantastic things that she's doing. But when Linda came finally to in the theater to do some shows, I was in a big crisis. The Carter administration, the National Endowment, had taken my grant from me. And at that time, it was my grant that was a little bit substantial. We had no heat in the large annex, which is a block big. You had to wear your overcoats. But Linda went there, and she worked in that freezing cold. And all of her actors worked in that freezing cold. And Claudia gave a performance that's not to be forgotten. And I certainly have never forgotten the sacrifice that they made so that something would be in the theater in spite of the fact that I didn't have any money at all. For me, the Reagan administration, after a few years, restored my money to me, and La Mama could go and could keep going as best it could. Linda is like one of these prophetic artists. What we are calling performance now, she was doing in the 70s. At that time, there was Matthew McGuire, Robert Wilson, Meredith Monk, and Linda Musman doing performance. She was doing all of the things, the visuals, with video and soundtracks and all the technical things that I have never understood. She was one of the ones that helped to make this kind of work interesting, a creative source, of which we speak about now in 2000 and certainly in the 90s as some new thing, which it is not so new. She's very creative, but at the same time, she gives. Many artists who are creative, they cannot share, they cannot have a certain tolerance, a certain patience that is so necessary in order a certain kind of humanity about themselves so that they can really make a contribution And at the same time, with her generosity, Linda can accept other person's generosity. Many people cannot let anybody be nice to them. Linda loves for you to be nice to her. And I think if, as much as she's been doing, and I always say God is good, and if she can keep doing what she's doing, and if you will allow it, and if you will help her, and if you will support her, she can make a fantastic contribution to your community. And then the outsources from that, you know, it's like fingers. It makes a contribution to the world at large. So for me, I am very proud. I love her. I love Claudia. I love all the people that she's associated with. June Mider, who is LaMama's master designer, met Linda when she came in the 80s, and he's been working with her all these years. She has helped him so much, and I really appreciate everything that she has done for him. And I appreciate the beautiful work that he has done for her. So, please, once again, whatever you can do to help her, whatever way that you can find to believe in everything that she does, please do that. And love her too. Thank you.
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcast of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theater of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theater.